Moira, 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 Rory. Moira, 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 Rory. Annie, 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 Mark Anton, Mark Anton, Mark Anton, Mark Anton, Mark Anton, Mark Anton.
We would do that for the rest of the episode, but...
The Goose! The Goose! The Goose! The Goose! The Goose!
Welcome to That Goose Time!
Welcome to That Goose Time!
Welcome to That Goose Time!
It's Goose Time!
Here, can I have one of those? A Werther's original. Thank you.
In anticipation of this weekend's opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics... And
we're going to persecute some homosexuals.
That's exactly what we're going to do. Please welcome Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, say hey, Vlad.
No, you want Vladimir Putin a gay man?
No, he's the one persecuting.
He's persecuting him.
Oh, I thought yeah. we were going to persecute homosexuals, yeah. and then you're like, welcome Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, so he can be our leader.
Yeah,
he can kind of lead us
that
in
joke
the persecution.
Fell flat. Don't let's not
I
explain
will lead
it.
You in the persecution of okay. the gays.
Thanks for coming to Dublin during this very, very busy time for you. I heard that you came on your polar bear.
I came all over my polar bear.
No, don't, please, okay. don't feed him that joke. He actually did.
It was too obvious. Joke. It was too
yeah.
obvious.
Don't do it. He is a...
Because I am a heterosexual man. I fuck polar bear.
President Putin, what is the sport you're most looking forward to in the Winter Olympics in Sochi?
I like to see men wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
In the snow.
Yep.
Is
naked.
That a sport, though, in the Winter Olympics?
Not
it
as
is
such.
When I shoot at them.
Okay, fair enough.
Sounds awesome.
Like being that men sounds wrestling good. And also being shot at.
President
men wrestling and also
I ski.
Being shot
I shoot at.
At
men wrestle.
That's and Mr. Putin, President Putin, who is your favorite for the curling?
I like a girl.
You like what?
A
like
nice a curl cock.
Our word for the day is bobsled. And in my head, it was because of the Winter Olympics. So
was that a random? Was that generated randomly, Mark?
No,
I generated it randomly.
Well, quite specifically.
She said peanut butter, and I said no.
He said no
because we did that kind of.
We've covered
we?
Peanut butter, and peanut butter has covered us.
Yeah,
peanut butter melty.
We're actually, in fact, all covered in peanut butter right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wish.
That's how we like it. So bobsled.
Moira's actually asleep at the moment.
She's doing this in her sleep. It's amazing.
Oh, I wish I was covered in
peanut butter. So bobsled, it is. Bobsled is a strange one. It's an exhilarating sport to watch.
What I like about most of the Winter Olympic sports is that most of them could end in death. Pretty much all of them,
except
in some way,
curling,
could end
probably.
In death. Probably so curling. So. Probably curling, but you never know. If someone, like...
It's a stretch, though.
It would be a stretch. It would be a stretch.
There is some...
But you could slip. You could slip in curling.
And hit your head on one of those big stones.
Yeah.
You
definitely
could.
There was a severe stretch.
Yeah.
But there's a sport I saw. There was a
heart attack can happen anytime, people.
On the news. It's a cross-country skiing... With a rifle, and they shoot things at the end.
The biathlon.
That's deadly.
Yeah. That's amazing. I mean, they shoot things all the way through. They ski with a rifle on their back,
It's a bit, slow to watch, though, I gotta say.
I'm sure it is, but it harks back to a time when the world was anarchic, really.
Yeah.
When you needed people who could do that and then just,
shoot
actual people.
Well, specifically the Winter Olympics, I think, are most dangerous, because there's lots of blades and...
Downhill at speed.
Intense speeds.
The downhill jump.
The ski jump,
you could easily break your
neck.
But
downhill skiing, and the moguls, flipping over on... I mean, everything, pretty much, you could kill yourself.
Does
figure skating?
Ever kill themselves during the Olympics, though?
I'm sure there has
Good
been
question.
People
yeah,
have died.
Like, but I don't remember any...
But I remember some horrific accidents. And the bobsled accidents always are pretty horrific, because they go upside down on the sled, and then their heads are grating along the side of the ice, and...
Brilliant.
It's not like, but actually, most of them are ridiculous sports as well. Like flying through the air with skis on your leg, or like sledding, or like going head first on basically what is.
It's like you try and tell kids, don't do that.
Yeah.
And then they watch the Winter Olympics. They're like, well,
yeah.
Look at those.
And they're like, here's some medals.
Look at those lauded athletes.
Yeah.
I'll try that.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yep. Canton, feelings on bobsled?
Feelings on bobsled. I was wondering, and I don't have a good example of this, Has there ever been a time when you felt yourself kind of hurtling out of control?
Mm-hmm.
Metaphorically or literally?
Either. Like take your pick.
Yes, but massive, let's not get into that.
Been in a massive car accident.
Okay, that sounds good.
That was kind
of. What was
like
the funniest part of that?
The lady who was driving the car reaching across and touching my breasts. And then she asked.
Did she do the stop and grab?
She did.
From
but
Seinfeld?
She did the stop and grab, but then she
What's
was
that?
Just like, are you okay? Are you okay? And I was like, we need to get the fuck out of this car before it bursts into flames. What do you? Who cares if I'm okay? So that then we were both fine.
Did the car burst into flames?
No, it didn't.
Oh, that's disappointing. No. If it had been after, you'd have gotten out.
Yeah.
And you just walked away slowly and you don't look back.
Don't look back. Yeah. Instead of just standing near like the dead deer for like 45 minutes.
Oh, it was a deer?
Oh, it was a deer.
Yeah. So that was her way of checking you, was to check to see if you were okay, was to grab your boobs?
Well, she didn't grab my boobs, but she did the, you know, the...
The stop and grab.
Stop short.
The stop and short.
Stop short,
the stop
I think.
And shop.
That's what they call it in Seinfeld.
The stop and shop.
The mom grab is what we call it in my house.
Wait, but I wanted to ask you something. Oh, I don't remember what it was. All right, so back to like hurtling out of control.
Tales of hurtling out of control.
Yeah, well, that's, again, maybe why I think the Winter Olympics are so dangerous is because I have been totally out of control on a sled. I mean, it wasn't a sled. It was one of those inner tubes coming down the mountainside, and it was just with my cousin, and I somehow flipped myself around and the hood of my jacket went over the back of my head, and I knew there was a bunch of trees at the bottom of the hill, and every time I tried to, like, I was going really fast because you're sort of gliding along the top of the snow.
You're going backwards down the hill.
Backwards down the hill at this stage, hood over, and I was trying to, like, lean to try to flip off and flip over, but I didn't get enough momentum going, and then it was just, I just felt this smack on the back of my back. I did a few flips, felt my cheek slice open, and, like...
That
landed on my back.
Horrible scars.
For our listeners, Annie has an extreme facial scar.
She does. It weeps, actually. It's a weeping scar.
Well, it's a 76-inch scar along her cheek because it doubles. It loops back and forth, kind of like a coastline. So it's 76 inches.
Or a
totality.
Snake.
Yeah.
Yep.
Classic Griswold.
What about you?
What about me? It was one time I was going down a hill when I was about 15 on my bicycle. It was raining pretty hard, and this is what happened in my imagination, but maybe it didn't really happen, was that my brakes wouldn't pull, like it wouldn't slow me down, and there was a grate at the side of the road ahead of me, and there was a articulated lorry beside me, so I had to kind of swerve almost into the well between the wheels of the lorry while the grate was there, and then swerve back out again. That was good fun. Probably just made that up in my imagination after the fact, but
you know, when I was listening to a podcast about just what's going on is it Sochi? Is that how you say it?
Sochi, yeah.
Sochi, and it was really funny because this is interesting. I didn't think of it till just now, but they're talking about how people are being moved out of their homes and stuff.
Where is Sochi?
It's where the Olympics are happening.
Northern Russia.
Right.
But they were talking about people being moved out of their homes, like and like, you know, kind of. Because of people wanting the property, essentially, for all the money that it'll bring in terms of rentals and stuff like that. Same sort of thing happened in London, right? Where people were...
Mm-hmm. But were they forced? Are they being forced out in Russia?
Yeah.
Versus
like,
London? Was London different?
Yeah,
or
no.
Or did they have court orders?
It's just a bit sketchy. It's sketchy. It's sketchy. Like, it's like people being like, you can't live here. Where your house is built isn't... You know, like, it's sort of like...
In Russia or London or both?
In Russia.
Russia, yeah.
I don't know exactly what happened in London. I just know people were thrown out of their apartments, like evicted by landlords and stuff, so they could get rent. That would have been like double or triple.
Yeah.
Anyway, but they interviewed these girls who were like in, you know, visiting, checking out the course, and they were bobsledders. This is like a BBC World Service episode. And just talking about all the corruption that's going on and stuff surrounding the Olympic Games. And the bobsledders were like these girls from the Midwest in America, and they were just having such a good time in Russia. They couldn't believe how nice everybody was. They thought they were going to be like really rude, like the things they'd heard about Russians. They talk like that, like no joke, not a fucking word of a lie. And I'm just like, you guys are fucking, you're bobsledders. Like, it's badass. You barrel down mountainsides or whatever in tubes on ice. You're just like these people from... Yeah. So this is maybe all you do. This is all you know.
Totally. And it's actually, in a sense, then, for them, I'm happy that the Olympics are going ahead, because it's like, well, they're
really?
Going to chance at the...
These two idiots who are like, Russia, this place is great! And
you can't...
sorry, for all of our listeners in Minnesota, those views are Moira's.
It's
not an editorial position that we take.
Offensive accents.
Very offensive accents.
Jesse Ventura is going to be on to us.
Oh, God, not again!
We swore like we couldn't provoke him after the last time. Ugh.
God, episode 12, why won't you go away?
Rory, when were you hurtling out of control?
Well, like Mark, I have a similar one when I was maybe 7 or 8 learning to ride a bike and going down a hill and losing control of the bike. It's not that interesting, I feel like most...
Any articulated lorries in yours?
No, there wasn't an articulated lorry.
Well, whatever.
So I have no...
What about a metaphorical...
Out of control.
Bush shaped like a lorry?
A what?
A bush shaped like a lorry?
If only.
No.
Is that some kind of strange double entendre?
No, but now it is. It wasn't before, and now it is.
Not that I can really think of, no. No, sorry, boring.
Metaphorical.
No, that's not boring.
Going out of control. All right, well, what's your question or story related to bobsled?
Well, bobsledding is, relatively speaking, a very obscure sport.
It is.
And, like, there are certain places like Kilkenny, for example, which, if you're from Kilkenny and you're sporting, you only play hurling. That's all you do. You don't play Gaelic football, you don't play rugby, you only play hurling. That's why Kilkenny is really good at hurling. Mm-hmm. And why they have, as a Cork man, it pains me to say it a little bit, but they have the most titles. Cork second. What sport should Ireland just specialise in? Just say, feck everything else, we'll do one sport and we'll just drive up our medal tallies at the Olympics.
Well, we talked about this, I think, with boxing. Boxing is...
It would be boxing. I think it would be boxing.
That plays into every racial stereotype about the Irish, though, doesn't it? Good news, bad news.
There's no smoke without fire.
Wait, how does it play into every race?
Well, the angry Irishman, isn't it?
The fighting Irish.
Oh, God, you mean that caricature of Irish people?
Well, just for any
fight. I did have a fight before I got here, so it's not without.
Rory looks exactly like that caricature. Yeah. He wears the little...
In fact, I'm suing Notre Dame for violating my intellectual property rights. So.
Oh, my God, seriously.
But seriously, what sport should Ireland specialise in so we can get a few medals?
Bobsledding.
Fishing.
That's not in the Olympics, though. It has to be like an Olympics or like a major world championship where you can be like, fucking Ireland's
brilliant.
That's
us, yeah.
Winter Olympics, too. Like, what would
Ireland doesn't have any Winter Olympic athletes, do they? I don't think they have
one. We might have one. Like, there might be one obscure person.
Must
somewhere.
Be some speed skater.
Yeah, there's some ice skating thing. Like, that's an indoor.
Yeah, they've been out in Dolphin's Barn skating away and they're ready to go.
What sport, though?
What sport?
That's a good question.
What are we're going to decide it now.
I think it would actually probably be boxing, but let's say it's not. Because we do have a good basis.
Let's say you're
boxing.
Good enough at boxing, so we need to focus our energies on something that you can be great at.
It's certainly not the majority of people in Ireland already play that sport, so we'll just be getting everybody else on side.
Yeah.
And also something kind of niche, but also...
Yeah, it should be fairly niche.
Worth
so that
doing.
Yeah. But it should be on the world stage.
Synchronized swimming?
I feel that's a laughable one.
The Irish aren't great swimmers, really, either.
And we don't have much grace. You know what I mean? You need grace. The Ireland, they're not a graceful race.
Grace wouldn't be an adjective you'd use to describe many Irish people.
No.
Do you get male synchronized
indoor
swimming?
Indoor track, you know? No indoor track events in the Winter Olympics?
Not sprinting. I mean, Ireland has been okay at distance running in the past. Mm-hmm. 1,500 metres, 5,000.
Never done well at sprinting.
No.
Just not
don't have those.
You think, I mean, there is a perfect training regime where you bring people into a pub and you put them 50 metres from the pint of Guinness and you put it down and go.
Yeah.
You know, 50 metres, 100 metres, 75.
That was the rumour that when Jack Charlton came in charge of the Irish team, that he'd just go to a pub at night with a football and be like, lads, have a kick of that, let's see who's the best, and then maybe you can be on the Irish team. Kick around in a pub car park. I mean, should it be football? Should we get rid of Gaelic games?
Oh, I'm sorry, that I spat all over Mark.
That is going to be...
I just spat all over the Protestant. Mark Canton.
Well, this is, I mean, because nobody else plays these games.
You make a good point.
So
we would be relatively better at soccer if we gave up GA and hurling and rugby.
We're kind of world champions at Gaelic and hurling, but like that's only because nobody else plays them.
Yeah, right? But here's the thing: the
it's like Americans with American football. We have cornered that market,
but they have no shame in calling it the world championships.
No,
baseball world championships.
The world series.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, okay, Toronto Blue Jays are there, but
they're part of the they play in the league.
Yeah, but I mean that's the only international.
Oh yeah,
you know
they don't include
Japan
and Cuba.
There is an explanation for that.
Americans are quite big-headed, and I love Americans.
It now is probably because of that, but it was originally sponsored by the World newspaper. There was a newspaper called The World,
okay.
So it was the World Series.
Hence the name.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, the Super Bowl, they do say World Champions after they're finished. And last night, there was the worst-written ad featuring Bob Dylan. Did anybody see it?
No.
Bobsled Dylan. Ooh,
he's in
Russia.
He was on an ad for Chrysler, you know, a Buy American ad. And the first line is,
"Is there anything more American than America?"
Like, in all seriousness. And it wasn't like comedy. That was like a real question.
That's a good question. He stumped us there.
Whoa. Maybe he just has some debts he needs to clear up or something.
Maybe. Yeah. Who knows? Anyway, it's worth watching.
Is there anything more car than car?
Basically, that was the last line, was sort of similar to that. Like,
but your car should be American. Let the Germans brew your beer. Let Asia make your phones. It didn't even say like China. It was like, let Asia make your phones.
Are you kidding, really?
No, I am absolutely serious. But buy a car in America.
There's something so sad about that. Someone had posted, they were like, my God, Philip Seymour Hoffman died. Bob Dylan did a fucking Chrysler ad. Like, no, it's the end of the world as we know it, for sure. I mean, I think this is actually hell. Welcome.
It is nice. It's very warm in here.
Yeah, you've got all the heater.
I sure do.
Hello. Welcome to our segment on the show hosted by me, Amanda. It's called Amanda After Dark. Hit the theme music. Amanda, 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 I'm gonna get ya. It's Amanda After Dark. Our special guest tonight on Amanda After Dark is Niall Larson, a wacky ventriloquist who will soon be performing locally here in Dublin, Ireland. He's a very special kind of ventriloquist with a very special friend who also has a very special friend, too. Now explain this. Your puppet is also a ventriloquist?
Yes, 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 yes. It's true.
So could you explain to our listeners why your puppet has its own dummy? For our listeners, let me describe this. Your puppet has a way littler puppet on his knee that the both of you operate. So you essentially have two puppets.
Sometimes four.
What? That's great!
Well, we have...
Okay, Niall is putting out another puppet... Who also, that's great, has another puppet attached to its knee.
What's going on? Who woke me up?
Going on this hand, and I will have these two fellas.
Hey, stupid! Give me a glass of scotch and some broads over here!
Oh, I'm a lady. Hello, everybody.
Going on my other hand, and finally I have this guy. Who was just watching all of us get up to it. It does make for some interesting moments in my bathroom some mornings, Amanda. I will tell you that much.
Why can we not hear the voice of that puppet?
He has tape over his mouth.
And why does he have tape over his mouth?
He was kidnapped by this guy here.
Hello, listeners. Ah, would you like some fruit?
No, thanks.
I will have a bit of pear, please.
There you go, honey. Get that in you. Put your fingers in my mouth! No way. Put them fingers in there so I can bite them off!
Isn't that great? I will be at Dinky's all next week. Please come out and say hello.
I'm sure we will. Your puppets are all very nice, Niall. We all look forward to getting to know you and them much better at Dinky's next week.
Thank you, Amanda. I love you.
And I love you, too. Wait a minute, though. We didn't get any of these guys' names.
No, no names. Individually, they will remain anonymous for now until I come up with some good names, but all four of them as a group will be called the Raspberry Clowns.
The Raspberry Clowns! Thank you, Niall Larson! This is Amanda After Dark. Amanda, 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 I'm gonna get ya. Amanda After Dark.
That was Amanda After Dark, everybody.
There we go. That was our segment. Special segment of the day.
Yeah, that was a show written by a guy named Sean O'Keefe who lives in Queens.
Is just a character created by Moira.
No, he's Moira. Real.
Moira. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, he's
real
in your mind, Moira.
Yeah.
Oh, he's my friend.
And
we've been friends for like,
yeah. And like, Queens is a real place.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Queens.
Right,
New York.
Right across the water from Kings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
That's where I went to college.
I'm sure there's a place.
Smaller like, princes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've all seen that before.
Yeah. I'm sure.
How would a guy called Sean be a queen? It doesn't make any sense.
He lives in Queens.
Mm-hmm. Inside them? In their brains?
There's only one queen in England.
Yeah, or Denmark.
Yeah, or Spain.
There is the band. Conceivably, at a stretch, two queens in England. There's Queen the Band. I don't know if they're still extant. Can I use that word? There we go.
He did.
Nice.
He used
it. A bit racy, but
nice.
Okay.
Anyway, just being pedantic, as I am wont to do.
So he potentially lives inside the band?
Potentially. Yeah. Yeah.
Just in between Brian May and Roger Taylor.
Or maybe he lives in Brian May's hair or predominantly.
Or Freddie Mercury's coffin. That's where he lives.
Yeah, could be.
Oh, he lives are we sure he wasn't cremated?
I don't know. I'll have to Google Zoroastrian traditions of burial and find out.
Oh, was he Zoroastrian?
Zoroastrian?
He was. Is that a real thing?
It is.
From Zanzibar.
It's one of the oldest religions in the world.
I know I've heard of it, but you
older
never hear
than
of anybody.
Judaism and so Hinduism.
Like you're walking down Rat Mines on a Sunday and there's a Zoroastrian church.
No, but there should be, because Rat Mines would be the better for it.
Yeah.
Being a resident of Rat Mines, I feel that I'm in a position to say that.
Yeah, the Swan Center could definitely use a chapel.
Absolutely, because if there is one place I'd like to go to pray, it is the Swan Center in Rat Mines.
Yeah. You're going to get your homeware and done stores.
Rory already does that anyway.
I do, yeah.
He says in Our Father, done stores.
An old paternoster. And then I'm felt up by an old woman. Actually, I should say, actually happened.
That's
not in this one sense.
So your prayers are answered.
Finally, there is a God. Yes. That's why I've been in such a good mood lately.
Mm-hmm. So that's why we should do more rehearsals at my house.
There we go.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I just can't get that image of you going down a hill on a bike out of control towards a bush that's shaped like a lorry.
That's shaped like a vagina.
That's shaped like a George O'Keefe painting.
Yep. Yeah. So I was at my parents' house. We didn't really get through the news of the week.
Did your mummy make dinner?
Yep, my mummy made dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Must be nice to have mummies.
Okay, little orphan Annie over there, who's actually Moira, not Annie, because Annie's not an orphan, only Moira is, but...
And also, that would be quite a shock to your mother. Would be like, what? Has she emancipated herself?
Yeah, no.
Okay,
let's talk about Canton's mummy.
Let's talk
mummy
about
Canton.
Canton's mummy. So my mummy, my brother texted me on Saturday and said, my mummy's making dinner tonight, do you want to come over? So I went up to my mummy's house, and my mummy, my daddy, my brother, and my sister were there. And anyway, as I was leaving, I noticed a thing on one of the newspapers. My parents have several kind of significant, some old, really old newspapers from like early part of the 20th century and stuff, with interesting bits hung on the wall, framed and hung on the wall. They've also got one from the 1st of January 2000 and one from like September 12th 2001 and just different newspapers. But one of them is from the Borneo Post. For some reason, I guess they were in Borneo and they just picked up the newspaper and now it's on the wall. And it's nothing really significant about it, but it just has this headline on it. And I've read none of the other headlines, even though this isn't the biggest one. I just read this headline over and over. Lim to quit if he loses to Kirk. And don't know what that means. Don't know who Lim is or Kirk is. What was, you know, if one, what he could lose to Kirk or, you know, I guess they're politicians, but maybe he could be a football manager or something. Lim to quit if he loses to Kirk. And when you see it, then it just goes, like, I've seen it 100 times and it just goes into my mind and just races around my brain over and over. Lim to quit if he loses to Kirk. 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 Lim to quit if he loses to Kirk.
Lim to quit if he loses to Kirk.
And I pointed it out. Quirk.
I didn't say Quirk, I said Quirk. But it should be Kirk, right?
Kirk. Kirk! You can also...
Kirk. Starship Enterprise.
Yeah, it's actually K-E-R-K, but still, you can still read it in a Kirk voice inside your head. Lim, to quit, if you lose to Kirk. But then I pointed it out to my brother. I've seen it hundreds of times, and then I was like, this is the only headline I've read off this newspaper. And he said, yeah, that's the only one. And it goes around his mind as well. Lim, to quit, if you lose to Kirk. Lim, to quit, if you lose to Kirk. Never found out. Did Lim quit? Did he lose to Kirk?
Did you even read the article or you just read the headline?
Yeah. What?
Read the article and there's kind of... What?
We'll find out. Year is it we have to find out.
Roughly. Mm. Is it from the 60s or 70s?
No. A few years ago, I said.
Okay, so recent.
Yeah. There's a photo of Lim, I guess, and he just looks like that and that's it.
How does he look?
Just a weird photo, like one of those not polished photos of catching someone at slightly the wrong time with his glasses on.
God, that's so unfortunate.
Yep. Anyway, Lim to quit if you lose to Kirk. More to the point, I mean, fuck that, but like, coming up this week,
Jezebel,
right? Jezebel, yay! So,
yay!
A play that I wrote, Jezebel, is touring around the country, and so it's starting in the Civic in Tala this week with, on the, Tuesday the 4th. 5th and 6th, and then I'm going to read all these dates. Yeah, Tuesday the 4th, 5th, and 6th. So you'll have to wait till next year to get the Tuesday the 5th,
right.
And then the year after that. So then it's in Longford, it's in Cork, it's in Blanchardstown, it's in Galway, it's in Letterkenny, it's in Waterford, it's in Portlaoise, it's in Dunleary, it's in Belfast, it's in Paris, and it's in Glasgow. Come and see it, it's an amazing show. Yay.
And can we have a website where we can buy tickets?
Well, go to roughmagic.ie for details.
There we go.
And listeners, this is your first warning. We are having a Valentine's Day massacre show on the 14th of February in Ancha upstairs.
My cousin's
going to be here from Paris.
Well, there was a massacre on St. Valentine's Day.
Really?
Many years ago. Yeah. Al Capone perpetrated it, I believe.
Chicago.
There's a couple, right?
That's what Some Like It Hot is all about.
Massacres?
I've never seen Some Like It Hot.
It's classic. We will also be screening Some Like It Hot on our phones.
I'm going to find out how the show happened on the 14th of February. Yeah.
It's like there's been a couple of Bloody Sundays, you know?
This is going to be... Okay, but let's just take this out of the morbidity for a minute and just to let you know, this is going to be a big, fat lovin' on the 14th.
It is. It's going to be great.
And,
it's going to be fun.
We're going to auction off a kiss with each of us to one lucky audience member.
Yep.
Okay. To one?
Yeah.
Like one person gets to kiss all
gender?
Of us.
Like,
nope. No.
All right, I'll happily give a guy a peck in the cheek.
Yeah, that's all you... If that's the kind of kiss you want to give, then...
I think you should check your contract, Rory.
Peck on the cheek with tongues, that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's up to... Maybe he'll kiss you.
Who did that?
So all of you attractive people, please come watch us on February
14th. Yeah, only attractive people.
Only attractive people.
Please.
Yeah. Upstairs at Anshaw, which is on Camden Street.
Yeah. Doris from 7:30. Doris will be there at 7:30. She's the old lady who feels up Rory in the Swan Center.
No, wait, it's right. Show at 7:30. Isn't that what we agreed?
Is it?
Yes.
Show at 7:30? Okay.
Doris at 7.
Doris, turn up at 7.
Doris, be there at 7.
If you're listening, Doris.
You are.
Don't come late.
I'm here now. The Goose.